Hello, Urbana. My name is Tom Lin, and I have the greatest job in the world to direct this Urbana Student Missions Conference. I grew up in the great city of Chicago, Illinois. I went to school in New England in the great college town of Boston, Massachusetts. And I've spent the most beautiful days of my post-college years in the great state of California. And in each place, God has taught me that His kingdom is much bigger than I could have ever imagined. You've each received a great invitation to be here, and you've said yes. Yes to join 16,000 at this conference. Yes to sacrificing your holidays and vacation. You've blogged, tweeted, and posted about Urbana 12. You've left family and friends. You've traveled from other countries, from Canada and from the 50 states, by plane, car, and bus. You've survived the weather, the last minute packing and preparations. You survived the registration lines, and you're now here. Welcome to Urbana. Now, the question I open us with tonight is, why have you come to Urbana? Why are we here? Our theme this week is the Great Invitation. It's about our global God and His mission to invite us, the nations, all people groups to Himself. And my friends, it's an amazing invitation. It's both a written invitation in God's Word, as we'll see in our daily Bible studies. It's also an oral invitation, as we'll explore the necessity of proclaiming the gospel to the nations. I'm excited and expectant that Jesus will meet us here this week. As we come together as a global community, I have two exhortations for us. And the first is, surrender your plans and allow God to surprise you. God's invitation may be unexpected. Growing up, I never dreamed of being a missionary. I was never taught to be a missionary. I never thought I looked like a missionary. I was taught that missions was only for strange people with nothing better to do with their lives. I was taught that missions was only for the super spiritual, the extraordinary superhero Christians. I was an ordinary Christian who came from an ordinary immigrant family. My parents left poverty in Asia, so I wouldn't have to live in poverty. My plan in life was simple, to pursue two things, safety and comfort. When I graduated high school, I was well on my way. I graduated the top in my class, the top in my state. I was on the cover of magazines and on ESPN television specials, and I was headed to the great Harvard University. Parents would say to their kids, "Hey, why can't you be more like Tom?" And mothers would say to their daughters, "Hey, why can't you marry someone like Tom?" And as a freshman, my plan for safety and comfort meant focusing on number one, myself. My plan was to secure safe and comfortable relationships and a safe and comfortable multi-million-dollar career. So I needed to study all the time, to get all A's, to graduate valedictorian, to get a good job, to make my millions. I pursued that plan until one day, when it was finally within reach, I felt empty. I was a college senior and found myself in your seats at Urbana 93, and God surprised me with an unexpected invitation. He surprised me with a gospel that gripped me and convicted me of my selfish sin, a gospel much bigger than myself. I surrendered my plan, and God invited me to His plan. And through Urbana's speakers, afternoon seminars, and roommate huddles, God surprised me with His extravagant love for me and for the world. He invited me to something that I would give my life for, and I responded, "Yes, Lord, whatever role I can have in your global mission, I'll do it." But it meant saying no to the safe and comfortable, and saying yes to the messy, the risky, and the uncomfortable. It meant saying yes to doing uncomfortable things on campus, like sharing my faith and leading an evangelistic Bible study in my dorm. So as we begin this week, surrender your plans and hear His invitation. The second exhortation I have for us is that God's invitation extends out much further than we ever imagined. Don't limit his love only to the familiar places, familiar cultures, or familiar friends. God eventually invited me to the most unexpected place, an unfamiliar place, a place where I didn't know the language or culture, a place where virtually no Christian students existed. God called my wife and me to serve with InterVarsity Link and plant a student movement in Mongolia. Ironically, we found ourselves living in poverty and in Asia. And you'll see a picture on the screen of my wife, Nancy, my daughter, Abby, who was raised in Mongolia, and that's not our horse, but looks good in the picture. Mongolia is a former communist country where in 1989 there was just one known Christian. It's a country unengaged with the gospel, with its first Bible translated in the year 2000. It was a country in extreme poverty, with 33 million herded animals and only 3 million people. And besides all that, it was freezing, negative 40 degrees in the winters. We had just moved from sunny California, and we thought, can we actually survive here, God? How did we end up here? We were ordinary Christians and never imagined going to Mongolia, but God's love compelled us to simply obey. If we had limited God's love to only the familiar places, we would have missed out on a beautiful place we came to love. God's invitation extends out much further than you ever imagined. His invitation is for the marginalized, the forgotten, billions without access to medicine or water, 1.2 billion without access to a Bible in their own language. His invitation is for people groups who have never heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You and I are called to see God's kingdom reign and share this good news, not just for our campuses, not just for our cities, but also for the ends of the earth, the unfamiliar places, the unfamiliar cultures, and for unfamiliar friends. So ask the Lord this week, where is my Mongolia? I'm so glad you're here at Urbana 12. I believe a great feast awaits us. God has been preparing it for months and years, and it's worth tasting every dish. Does anyone here love to feast? Well, to feast well this week, I want to encourage you to do a few things. I encourage you to give yourself to hearing God's voice this week. Don't allow things to distract you from listening to him. I encourage you to give yourself to areas of God's mission that are unfamiliar to you. Walk through the exhibit hall. Check out over 260 missions organizations. Have conversations with missionaries who have been to some very unfamiliar places on earth, doing unfamiliar but creative things. And lastly, I encourage you to ask, Lord Jesus, what is your invitation to me this week?